Good morning to you all. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church today. In our call to worship, we're in Psalm 33, and we read this passage of Scripture that was written to all nations, not just the nation of Israel. For we read in verse 12, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom He hath chosen for His own inheritance. The Lord looketh from heaven. He beholdeth all the sons of men. From the place of His habitation He looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioneth their hearts alike. He considereth all their works. There is no king save by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. An horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear Him, upon them that hope in His mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine." This is a wonderful passage of Scripture that reminds us and reminds people that are within a nation to understand how God works, how God looks and beholds all the men. And there are people that think that they can have great strength with mighty hosts. And God reminds them, no, that's not big enough. Then He says, how about the horse? That's something that we can use for safety. And He says, no, that's a vain thing for safety. Because safety, folks, comes from the Lord. It's a good reminder to the United States of America that we serve a righteous and holy God, and that we need to turn to Him as a nation. That's my prayer every day. Every Sunday morning, Dr. Richard Cow and I text each other. He's up in North Carolina. He's a pastor up there. And this morning he texted first. And he said, this morning at church, I'm praying for God to send an awakening to the United States of America. He said, trust in Donald Trump's not enough. Trust in Republicans, not enough. It is only the good God of heaven that can deliver us. And so I want to encourage you today that we keep our trust and faith and hope in God Almighty. He's the one that can deliver us. And at this time of the year in which we celebrate the July 4th weekend coming up, let it be a reminder that we're not good because we have a big army, we have a big navy, we've got planes that can fly all the way across the world and drop a bomb and precision-guided missile right into a hole. That's not what makes us great. What makes us great is our acknowledgement of God Almighty and seeking His face and knowing His power and His goodness and His grace. That's what makes a nation great.